I had a friend in law school at Washburn who called me on the phone one day, and I'm a federal judge in Muskogee, Oklahoma, and he said to me on the phone, "Joe, will you have lunch a couple of weeks from now with John Bookout and me?" I looked at my calendar and I said, "Well, sure I will. I'd be glad to." I'd never heard the name John Bookout before. I didn't know who that was. It meant nothing to me. So that date arose, and I was in the midst of a trial, what I consider to be big. Many defendants in a marijuana case, a criminal case. Before I'd gone on the bench, I'd had minimal experience with criminal matters. Most of the matters I had dealt with were all civil matters. But I enjoyed the criminal law, and I wanted to do it right, and I didn't want to make any mistakes. I was in the middle of that trial, and they got there that morning. We were to have lunch. It was about 10:30. The jury had taken the morning break, and into my chambers came my law school friend and a man named John Bookout, and he introduced me to him. I said, "Now, I may be a little late in going to lunch with you, but I want to get a certain witness on and off the witness stand before we take the noon lunch." I said, "You can either drive around town and look at Muskogee, or if you want to hear the trial, you can go into the courtroom. There's always plenty of room in the courtroom to hear cases being tried if it's not some celebrity." So they decided they wanted to go in the courtroom. After events had passed, I realized that that was a good decision from their point of view because they got to see how I conducted myself as a judge. They sat in the courtroom while we finished the next hour, hour and a half in the courtroom. Not too many places to eat in Muskogee. There's some good places, but I think we went to the Holiday Inn for lunch. I was driving. It had been 17 years since I'd been away from Shell Oil Company. I remembered some people that were in Shell Oil Company that were not lawyers, a geologist and geophysicist. And I asked him, "Where is so-and-so and where is so-and-so?" And then I said, "By the way, who is the president of Shell Oil Company these days?" Bookout was over on the passenger side, and my friend in the back said, "John Bookout." Well, I was stunned. I said, "Okay." Well, I guess they both thought I was insane, because in their world, everybody knew who John Bookout was. They thought everybody in the world knew that, I guess. So we went to lunch, and we talked and talked about nothing, it seemed to me. In a little bit, John Bookout turned to me, and he reached in his inside coat pocket, and he took out a white envelope. He said, "My general counsel is retiring, and I've talked to a lot of people about you. I want you to come and be vice president and general counsel of Shell." I said, "How soon do you need to know?" He said, "You can take as much time as you need." We finished lunch, and they left, and I left. I went back to my chambers and my desk, and I took that envelope out of my pocket. I did not unseal it. I didn't open it up. I put it in the middle drawer and locked the drawer. And it stayed there until I finished the trial of that case. And that was about a week. I then opened it up and saw what it was. It was the offer and what the salary would be and so forth. My wife and I talked about it a lot, and that's the hardest decision I ever had to make professionally, because a federal judgeship is for life. And to say you're going to give that up, if you like it, and I did, I loved it. So we talked, and I said to Dean was my wife's name, we're Episcopalians. I said, we're going to go to the Episcopal Church, we're going to say a prayer, and we're going to decide. We went to the Episcopal Church, and the Episcopal Church was locked. I thought, what a hell of a note. And I said, well, let's go over to the Roman Catholic Church. I'll bet it's not locked. So we went over there, and we decided that we were going to move to Houston to be Vice President and General Counsel of Shell. I called John, told him I would, and he said, well, I'm going to have my lawyer draw a contract for you to come. So he did that, and then we talked on the phone again. He said, there's one thing I didn't put in that contract, but he said, it's going to be required. I said, what's that? He said, you have to agree that you're going to stay 5 years. I knew from my early days with Shell that all officers and general managers in Shell Oil Company had to retire at the age of 60. I said, well, I can't agree to that because I am 56. And he said, we'll waive that. So that was out of the way. I signed a contract and I left the bench. Actually, I stayed with Shell, I believe, 6 years. It turned out I got to know John Bookout well. He was a quail hunter. He and I never had any serious disagreement about anything. I met with him every Tuesday morning to tell him what was happening in the legal world. And I had a great relationship with Shell.
And your Stetson hat fit right in with Houston.
Well, I guess it did. I wore it. It may have shaken them up when I wore it to church. But I wore it just like I wear it everywhere, wherever I go.
What might have been an issue that you dealt with while you were there?
I dealt with issues involving exploration and production, and I dealt with issues involving refining and marketing, and I dealt with issues involving mergers of companies and whether or not it violated the antitrust laws. I dealt with all of those kinds of things that all big companies like Exxon and Shell deal with.
You know, I've got to ask you, when you made that decision to go to Shell, was it because the work seemed more challenging? I'm sure your salary was increased quite a bit from the bench.
Substantially.
So I don't know if that led you or the work?
Well, I knew it would be a great variety of work. Of course, I love the work. I had 105 lawyers on my staff when I went to Shell, scattered around everywhere. I like being around lawyers. That's why I still come down here. I like to be around lawyers, young lawyers. But it was nonetheless hard because I liked being a federal judge.
That continued till 83 with Shell Oil. And then you joined Gable Gottwall.
That's correct.
How did that happen?